Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
Smith's Gold is an OSU wheat variety developed from the legendary Gallagher variety that's sure to pin down many of the challenges that wheat farmers face. First, Smith's Gold offers better canopy hygiene, longer grazing, and even better baking quality. Smith's Gold also provides Hessian fly and green bug resistance and has longer lasting resistance to stripe rust. It also provides great flavor in whole wheat products from pasta to pizza. Smith's Gold is another in OSU's Grazin' Grain and Golden Grain wheat varieties widely preferred by millers. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Well, cash cattle trade became more active yesterday with light to moderate activity in most areas. Trade here in our part of the country, $95 to $97, generally $4 lower than last week's average. Trade across the north on a dress basis, $155 to $156, and that was steady to a dollar higher. The extremely wide basis premiums, which we've talked about over the last months or so, have essentially evaporated with current cash prices eliminating a cash market premium. Hog futures expected to trade under pressure most of the day today as the main focus. As far as reports go, focus will be on the quarterly hogs and pigs report. This is likely to be the most anticipated hogs and pigs report in many years, as this will give the best indication of overall hog numbers following the coronavirus shutdown, as well as weight ranges of market hogs. Although overall hog numbers are expected to be seen larger than last year, the amount of hogs kept for breeding is expected to have fallen significantly, creating the expectation of tighter supplies during 2021. Now, mixed trade overnight in wheat markets, with Chicago and Kansas City posting gains, while Minneapolis paces with some losses. Both winter wheat contracts are consolidating near recent lows, but could also be carving out a bottom near March support levels. Difficult to read too much into yesterday's session for both bulls and bears. Harvest is picking up again in Kansas, with yield reports turning much more mixed as combines headed the field in frost and drought portions of the state. Easier corn prices overnight, following through on yesterday's disappointing close and attempting to close lower for the fourth session in a row. If July corn does close lower today, it'll be the longest losing streak since mid-April. Soy complex mixed overnight with weaker soybeans and soybean oil, while meal clings to small gains. Like corn, July soybeans ended well off the highs of the session yesterday, but also remains inside Tuesday's impressive 14-cent range. We're going to check futures in a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
August live cattle down 85 cents, 96.35. October down 25, 99.62. August feeder cattle down 32, 132.87. September down 30, 134.17. July hogs down 97 cents, 45.92. August down 125, 51.25. Grain futures, Kansas City wheat, July down 3 3/4, 431 1/4. September down 3 3/4 at 439 3/4. Chicago wheat, July down 4 3/4 at 481 1/4. September was down 5 1/4. 485 3/4. July corn down 3/4 at 324 1/4. September's down 2 cents at 327. July soybeans down 4 1/4, 870 3/4. August down 4 1/2 at 867 1/2. July cotton's down 138, 61.66. And December down 23 cents at 59.21.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.